So I want to welcome you to Old Testament. It says Old Testament foundations. If you look here at this very first slide on our syllabus presentation. But I actually originally called this course Old Testament backgrounds. For some years then, after teaching it as Old Testament backgrounds, it shifted to World of the Old Testament. And we used that title for a few years at Singapore Bible College. And then we shifted the title to Old Testament Foundations. And so that's our present title. So basically it's the same course, although I've developed it many times over the years. I think this is about my 30th time to teach this class, because I've been teaching it since the early 1990s. And I think this was one of my first classes actually to teach here at Lonka Bible College when I first started teaching here in 1996. I think it's really important for us to all get to know one another, so I appreciate you all introducing yourselves to me, and I hope we'll get to know each other in the context of the course. But for myself, I probably don't look like I'm Japanese, because I'm not Japanese, I'm actually American. But I was born in Japan, but raised in the San Francisco area of California. I remember as a little boy, on a clear day, I would be on the other side of the San Francisco Bay. I could look across the bay. I could see the tall buildings of San Francisco. My father was in the U.S. Navy, and at around when I was age four, we were actually preparing for the Vietnam War. It hadn't actually started yet. But my father ended up being very involved in the Vietnam War. And in fact, he led the first attack, the Gulf of Tonkin incident for the United States, which really wasn't an attack. But anyway, that's a whole political thing. And it has a lot of stress on marriage. And my mom ended up divorcing my dad and getting remarried for a few years when I was quite young. I think around ages 8 to 10 or so. And God used all of that, especially as the second marriage ended, to help me to understand and have a real heart for wanting to know a true father who was not only loved me, but was there. I had fathers who were, I think they loved me, but they were not enabled to really love their wife, my mother. And so it was actually through the witness of a Christian family that I trusted Christ around age 13. I really believe in the powerful witness of a Christian family. And shortly after that, my mother married a third time. And that was 1972. So God willing, you know, she actually is approaching 50th anniversary in just a few short years here, if the Lord allows them to live that long. My education is business at the bachelor's level. I went to California State University at Hayward. So we called it Hey You, affectionately. Hey You, that's the name of the school. And then I became a missionary for a few years, for 3 years. And after that, I had my master's and my doctorate both at Dallas Seminary in pastoral ministries, because I believe that the basic ministry of all of us really should be shepherding and making disciples to the local church. So I'm a strong believer in the local church, pastor a church right now as well. And yet I also believe the preeminence of the Bible. And so I received my Bible exposition PhD back in 1990. Because I love this book. I tell you, every day when I read the Bible, it has not lost its amazement to me. I'm presently teaching through the Bible the 36th time, to start from Genesis and go all the way to Revelation. I love the whole thing, every book. And to love God's Word, you also want to grow in understanding it. And looking at other sources that will help you understand the word, and that's really what this course, Old Testament Backgrounds, is about, because we'll be looking at how other resources can help us understand the Old Testament. There's a corollary course of New Testament Backgrounds, and I'll show you later how to get these resources, actually, that I have I put up on my website. So I started off, actually, as a musician, as a missionary, with a small music team from Campus Crusade. And can you tell which one is me in the picture here? Yeah, yes. I'm the one that's not Japanese, right? The man that's not Japanese. Even though I was born in Japan, and this guy wasn't born in Japan, but anyway. This small group was an opportunity to express my passion for the Lord, my passion for the gospel, to help people come to know Christ. And our group traveled throughout Asia for 2.5 years. We had 269 concerts, believe it or not, spread throughout Asia, and sharing the gospel, and saw more than 10,000 people trust Christ. Those are very fruitful years, and where music evangelism was very, very a good way to share the gospel back in the 80s. In that group, I also was blessed, double blessed, because not only could share the gospel, but I could share my life with one of the young ladies right here. The one on the left, far left, is my wife, Susan. So we started our family out of that group. Seven of us. Two couples came about. Four of us actually married one another in that group. And my wife and I have been married since 1983. She has the same love for the scripture, and we study God's word every day together. We read through the Bible once a year together. We both teach the Bible. She teaches women at our church, and she also mentors women at Singapore Bible College. The wives of many of our students have been mentored by Susan, and she especially uses precept upon precept, which is mostly a women's Bible study. Men have used it as well to bring women through the Word of God. She just finished teaching through the Book of Ruth last week. We came to Singapore in 1991 to be longer term career missionaries, and there was no school available for our children who were young at that time. So we were involved in helping start this school, International Community School, which, praise God, now has 480 students, approaching 500 students. And there's one of those big surprises from God. You know what I'm talking about, right? Some of the biggest things that have happened in your life have been surprises. If you would give me your testimony, I think that would be one of the themes of your testimony, right? That was the theme for us in those early years, where we had three small boys that we needed to help educate, and we're grateful. They're all grown up now. So our three sons are actually the two older ones are married, and our youngest one is still single. But the oldest, Kurt, he and his wife, their new baby, so to speak, baby with quotes around it, is a HR, a human resource consulting firm near Seattle that they're spending a lot of time developing. Stephen and his wife, Katie, they have a new baby who's a real baby, the literal baby, who was born in May of 2019. So we're new grandparents. Stephen is a pilot with United Airlines, and so there are benefits to having a son who's a pilot, right? We all have benefits for certain children, right? And so my wife actually just flew back to the U.S. while I come here to Sri Lanka because she has the opportunity to go there actually for free. And our little guy, so we do want to spend some time with him, Jesse, to get to know him. Because he's the new generation that started in our family. Our youngest son, John, is a graphic artist in Redland, California. And John is, he wants to be ready to get married. We'll see how all that works out. So we're in that stage of life right now, actually, where our parents are passing away. Both my father and my wife's husband have passed away. But we're seeing our parents get older. All of our parents turn 90 years old next year. And yet our kids are starting to have kids. So we're in that, what they call the sandwich generation of life, where you're trying to, you know, handle generations. We're actually all four generations now. We're involved in a mission organization called World Venture. The missionaries from our organization actually helped establish Colombo Theological Seminary here. CTS was founded by the mission that, partly by the mission that I'm with here, that used to be called Conservative Baptist Foreign Mission Society. But I'm also involved in a church where I'm involved as a pastor of a small church. We just brought on another pastor to join with me, so that's wonderful to see that happen. But it's a privilege to preach through the books of Scripture, to help people be grounded in the Word of God and see that as a foundation for their living. We also have opportunities to mentor students. So there's an overlap between my ministry as a professor at Singapore Bible College and then church. And I really want to make as many connections as possible between the Bible College and the church. So I'm very happy to partner with you all here to see the value of the local church. I also direct the Doctor of Ministry program, which is the highest professional level of education that you can get in Christian ministry. It's a very different kind of a thing than a PhD. It's more academic. The DMin is very practically oriented, but getting training at the highest level. And so part of what I do is bring professors who have certain expertise, whether it's in pastoral ministry or mentoring or missions or church growth or preaching, that kind of thing, bringing them on over from the West as well as having them in Asia. It's a very diversified program. In this particular class here, we have 7 students from 7 different countries, one of whom will look somewhat familiar to you, I think, because our brother AC or Christopher Charles was in that class as well. So my passions are my God, my family, and my ministries. And the Lord has been faithful to help ministries expand over the years. Started with World Venture and went to Singapore Bible College and then to International Community School that we helped start. I also have a ministry of traveling around Asia. Biblical Education by Extension is one of the groups that I work with. It's a seminary on wheels, if you will. And I traveled among about 12 countries in Asia and partner with two others who are preaching with me at my church, our church in Singapore. So when I come here, we kind of play team tag, you know, where the next one preaches. And so we have three different weeks in a row that are preaching in the church that helps the church. I'm also involved in Internet Biblical Seminary as a course writer, where you can go actually from Genesis to Revelation online. So as you have these course notes, I have 4 of these, 2 for the Old Testament, 2 for the New Testament, that'll bring students all the way through the Bible. And I invite you to do that, to either take the online course or get the printed versions of it or the PDF versions that are on my website. The Internet Biblical Seminary is part of just this whole new thing that God has designed called the Internet, that's a very cost-efficient way to get biblical training. And I'll tell you that the course that you are in here, if you prefer to look at it online, you can actually go through this whole course. You could do it this week, although I don't see any computers in front of most of you here. Sometimes my students, they prefer to go through, and they're visual learners, so they'll look at the slides and they can download the slides. So you have that opportunity as well at my website, which is called Bible Study Downloads. And I think seeing it helps for better retention, and being interactive like that is great, because you can multiply it. It goes where we cannot go via the internet. So I think the internet is you know, God certainly wants to use the internet for the advancement of the gospel throughout the world. And that's happening. Anywhere in the world, you can pretty much, except for maybe just a few places where things are blocked, you can search and you can find out about the Lord. And so I want to be one of those people that's very much online. So everything I have, all every sermon I've ever preached, and 65,000 PowerPoint slides I have up on my website now. Everything for this particular course and 31 other courses, it's all up there so that people around the world can use it. So I'm finding that, I'm encouraged to see the Bible teachers and pastors will go up to the site, but I'll share with you about that a little bit more later. So my basic areas of teaching are in survey and backgrounds, theology and preaching, if you can call that a expertise. My expertise is to be a generalist. and this course is one of the background courses that I teach that I'm just excited about. Now, what is this course actually about? We're going to study data outside of the Old Testament that illuminates that which is inside the New Testament. We're going to take a look at the Old Testament like from the outside in, rather than from the in out. I love teaching it book by book, starting inside the Old Testament and then moving on out and seeing. But this course is a bit different because we're going to look at geography, what you can find out about from maps and other things that will help you understand what's happening inside. But it may not actually be in the text itself. We'll have a session on biblical theology of the Old Testament, or what is actually the theme of the entire Old Testament. What does the Old Testament say is the theme, rather than pushing what we think is the theme into it. We'll have some sessions on history, sociology, religions. We'll look at writings, ancient literature that is not in the Old Testament, but I believe the Old Testament is actually responding to. We'll have at least one, hopefully a few more sessions on culture, looking at people groups. Who were the Sumerians? If we have time, we'll look at Babylonians, Assyrians, Persians. Who were these people? How did Israel interact with them? How did Israel interact even with people inside the land? Why did God tell Israel to wipe out the Canaanites, the Amorites, and other such peoples? These are difficult questions in our own day as to why God would do that sort of thing. And so we'll explore some of the ethical things related to that as well. We'll have a session or two or three on archaeology, and then one or two sessions on the chronology of the Old Testament. So you see, this is quite broad. You could have an entire course in any one of these areas. I'm not an expert in any of these areas, but I know a little bit about some of these. So I'll share with you the little that I know, and then we'll be able to grow and learn together. So that is essentially a little bit about me and about what we're going to do in the course. Normally what I ask my students at this point is to see how well they know the Old Testament. And I think I'll ask you to see how well you know the Old Testament, all right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take out a blank piece of paper, or you have the notes there in front of you. You want to just find a blank page of notes. So you can write down. So everybody get your pen and write. This is what I want you to write. It's just for your own benefit. But what I would like you to write is the Old Testament books in order. I want you to see at this point, right as we start, how well you understand the Old Testament. Okay? So just start right at the beginning and go all the way through. I'll give you a hint. The first book starts with G, okay? It's the same as my last name starts with G, okay? Let me let you just take a couple of minutes and you can go through And if you're listening on the internet, I encourage you to do the same thing. See how many of these 39 books of the Old Testament you actually can list in order. And I'll let the tape go so you have some time. Thank you. How's that? Pretty well finished? Did you do it? This is, of course, the basics of knowing the Old Testament. And starting with the very books themselves is actually the most important thing. So I don't want you to get the impression from this class that studying these books that are outside the Bible are more important than what you've got in the Bible. Right? This is, after all, Lanka Bible College, right? And Bible's your middle name. Bible's my middle name at Singapore Bible College as well. And so that's obviously the most important. So what we find out outside the Bible will help us only understand what we've got inside the Bible. And maybe what will, if you struggle with remembering a few of the names, it was perhaps because you need some refreshers on the structure of the Old Testament in our Christian Bible to know that there's actually a symmetry there where the books of law set the foundation for 12 historical books and 5 poetical books. And then just as that 17 there in the middle, so you've got 17 at the end with the books of prophecy, which are also divided into 2 sections of 5 and 12. Did you ever notice that about the Bible? The Old Testament, you have 3 sections of 5. 5 law, 5 poetry, 5 major prophets. So if you think of those 3 sections, then all you do is you add the 12 historical and the 12 minor prophets to them. You basically have the whole thing. But we're not going to cover that. I have a whole session and whole other courses on that. This one is different from an Old Testament survey. I hope you do take an Old Testament survey where you learn about the author, the date, the argument of the books. I teach them in chronological order when I go through the Old Testament. I teach the unique characteristics of each book that I find very, very helpful to see the unique contribution that each book in the Old Testament has. But we're going to look at some sessions on geography that helps us to understand that better. We're going to have some sessions on politics or history that will do the same thing. How is the culture different? But the Bible assumes you know the culture. Even as someone coming to your country would not understand certain things that you would understand because they're just, you would assume that people would understand these things. The same thing for religious context. What about these other religions? We'll study them. And how do we actually put the whole thing together in terms of biblical theology? And what does archaeology contribute to understand the Old Testament? So that's the big picture of where we're going on that. And by the way, I haven't said it yet, but I'm very open to you just interacting with me. You're all such good listeners. You've already proven that to me already. But I want you to interact with me on this as well. Feel free to ask any questions. There's different styles. You are teachers yourselves, and maybe you're the kind of teacher who wants to go on for a while and then open it up for questions. I'm more of the other style that says, hey, let's talk as we go along. You have a question that comes up. Maybe I'll defer the answer because we're going to cover it later. But a lot of times I will not be planning to answer that particular question. So it's good to just answer the question when it comes along. All right? Got it? All right. So any questions of what we've said so far? No, we're good? All right. The course that we're teaching, that we're going through here, is actually an abbreviated version of the class that I'm teaching in Singapore. I'm actually teaching this same class right now, and as such, this same class has, we have more time to deal with this because we're going through a whole semester. I have 42 sessions there. We actually only have 30 sessions. So I have to lower those requirements that what I would normally have. So you won't actually be reading from this book, Readings from the Ancient Near East. But my class at Singapore Bible College does that. And that's very helpful to be reading what the actual documents say. To some extent, you'll do that. We do the same thing with Peoples of the Old Testament World. Or a newer version, Arnold and Strawn, The World Around the Old Testament. These two books are very helpful to understand who those different peoples were that Israel was interacting with. There are many also different Bible atlases. And I've used the Moody Atlas of the Bible for many years by Barry Beitzel. There's a new version of that called the new Moody Atlas of the Bible. You'll do some reading on that about Jerusalem here for these first sessions. But what I have done for the purposes of our course is I've put the readings inside the notes. So you will be able to go through these notes, and you'll see the corresponding readings at the back side of the notes. So there's a few hundred pages of supplements here. And what those supplements do is give you some articles that will enable you to understand some of the things that I can't say in class by experts or people who know more about these things than I do. And so, for example, if you go to the course syllabus that I handed out, you'll see where to do the readings. On page 2, there's no assignments for the first few sessions, but we'll have to catch up a little bit. And so you'll be doing readings for assignment number 3 on the new Moody Atlas of the Bible, of the Bible. And you'll see there that is noted. It's in the notes on page 306. So if you go into your notes, you'll see handwritten at the top on page 306. That should be the new Moody Atlas of the Bible. There's a very helpful article about Jerusalem. I don't know whether they changed the title or whether I just missed it. The New Moody Atlas of the Bible. Yeah, that's actually the title of it. But very helpful article. You'll learn all kinds of things about Jerusalem here that you never knew. It's okay to take an article or a few pages of a book and put those in the book. It's illegal to take an entire book and copy it. And so we will have a little bit of problem to get the reading done for Friday, because I want you to read an entire book, but I'm not going to photocopy it for you. That's because it's so small. And this, if you'll look at Friday's readings, session 26, it says to read Robert Backhouse, the Student Bible Guide to the Temple. They've changed the name now to the Craigle Pictorial Guide to the Temple. And so this one you could find that you would be able to read fairly quickly, especially since it's mostly pictures. But I want you to have a visual idea of what this is about. So I'm going to kind of let this one sort of float among you. Some of you may want to read this a little bit earlier, because I'm not going to photocopy it for you. It would be illegal to do that. So I will leave it up here for any of you to to be able to access when you need to. All right, so most of your readings are right there in there. And if you want any extra notes on particular books of the Bible, of the Old Testament, I have those in terms of these Old Testament survey notes. So these are not Old Testament foundations. These are supplements to Old Testament foundations that will bring you in two volumes all the way through the Old Testament. I didn't bring any of these with me, but they're available online on my website. So I invite you to do that. We're going to take a break right now, and then I'll continue this session after you guys have a little bit of a break, all right?